Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is a hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, breakthrough patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and, of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. My intention that for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave with a fresh perspective and an open heart. And so with that, I want to go ahead and get started. First of all, throughout this conversation, we are live today, and I want to invite you that if you feel called or you're looking for coaching support around some of the topics that we're talking about, I want to invite you to call in. And you can call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that number is 800-930-2819, and feel free to call in if you're needing coaching support around something we're talking about, or you have an opinion or a question about something that I'm sharing today. And so today, the title of today's show is The Opportunity in the Everyday Challenges. And what I want to talk about today is really all about some of the stuff that's been going on in the world, and I want to reframe some things, give you some new ways to look at different things, and really talk about, give you some new ideas around some things that are occurring and help you to open to some new levels of consciousness. So one of the first things that I actually really want to start with is all around the Me Too campaign that's been happening. And I think it's really awesome and really cool that the way that this has unfolded, that people are stepping up, that they're owning and bringing awareness to this idea that, you know, these things are happening in the world, and they've been happening for you know, hundreds if not thousands of years. So really with that, what I want to talk about, so I actually posted a social media post, and you can also, you can find that post on my coaching page on Facebook at www.facebook.com, and it's just under Deborah Acker Coaching. But I was talking about, you know, for even before I was even really a teenager, I had experienced my own versions of this, people treating me inappropriately, people not having good boundaries. But so I shared one of my stories around that when I was in, still in advertising and with someone who was in a position of power. But I want to talk about, so as I was looking at this campaign and this kind of the campaign unfolding and people sharing, I was noticing certain energies coming through. And I want to just plant this idea and give you some awareness around this. But, you know, one of the things that I was noticing, so with this idea of Me Too and just saying the words Me Too, and you can take this for whatever, you know, you will for yourself, right? I want you to feel in if this is true for you, if it's not true for you, it's no big deal. If this was the most that you could do, right, the most that you could do to really put your story out there, to share your experience, like, awesome. And I want to say, when I was initially watching, you know, people just saying the words Me Too and then copy and paste this, what was coming up for me, so here's this opportunity for us people to bring, to shed light on this issue, to, you know, to bring more love in. And one of the things that felt was coming through kind of in the undercurrent of what, you know, of this Me Too was sort of a hiding energy. So it's interesting because we're trying to bring awareness to, you know, to this issue that's been happening and been occurring for so long. And again, I think that that's amazing that so many people are stepping forward. And again, if that was, you know, the most you could do, right? If that was out of your comfort zone to do that, like, awesome, kudos to you. And it's interesting because to me, it felt like there was a, it wasn't like that there was an opportunity for it to be a lot more powerful. It is an opportunity for it to be a lot more powerful than it actually is. To me, what came up is just saying the words Me Too, to me, it felt like it wasn't enough, right? Because you're saying, okay, this happened, but there's a way that the full light of the situation is not, there's not, the light's not being shed on really what happened, right? What occurred? And so, you know, part of, I think, our journey and where we are at this point in our lives is really being able to own all of our stories, right? You know, we're moving out of the perfection patterns and these patterns that, you know, where we pretend everything's okay, even when they're not. We're moving out of all of that and into the space of actually being willing to own all pieces of ourselves. And anyone that's ever worked with me or, you know, at all knows, like, this is the heart of the work I do, right? I help people to really own their pain and own their patterns and own the pieces of them, own their grief, you know, and really clear that too, but own the pieces of them that, you know, we've been taught aren't good enough, right? That we've been taught, you know, we should only present this one image. And so, you know, one of the things that kept coming up for me, because I was sitting and just sort of being mindful about, like, how do I want to respond to this, right? Because I was noticing, like I said, there were several energies that were coming through in the course of this conversation. And I think it is great and it's important that there's being light shed on this. And I was like, okay, how do I want to respond to this? And so one of the biggest things, like I said, I noticed was just this idea of us, like, it's sort of like if you say something, but you kind of, it's a lot of how we operate in general, right? Many times we operate sort of at this very high level. So we don't actually go to the heart of something. We just sort of kind of scratch the surface of it. And there's an idea with what's being put out. And especially in the situation where stories, there's not a lot of, there's been some stories shared, but like there could be so much more, right? And in that situation, noticing, you know, how deep did you go, right? How did you choose to really own your truth around this and own your story around this? And there's no one right or wrong way. And I'm not, if it was an edge for you to just say the words Me Too, like, awesome, kudos to you. But I do want to plant the seed that, you know, there's like, we have been conditioned to sort of only scratch the surface of our pain, right? Only scratch the surface of what, you know, of anything that's difficult or challenging. We literally just kind of, you know, touch the tip of it. And because I'm so passionate about this, and again, this is at the heart of the work that I do, I really want to encourage people to go deeper, right? To be willing to put forth not just the pieces of them that where they're doing really well or, you know, on social media that highlight reel, right? But being willing to put forth all pieces of themselves and share all pieces of themselves as, you know, as we're on this journey. Because that's there's a huge opening that's happening right now in the collective whole, and that's one piece of it. And as part of that too, another piece of that is all around stepping into and owning our power. There's a meme that I put together. I actually haven't put it out yet, but there's a meme that I put together all around this idea of when you are in your power, you are in your truth. And I want to say that again because I think it's really, really important. It's an important piece, but just to emphasize, when you are in your power, you are in your truth. So think about that. And first of all, I want you to think about, do you have any negative associations or negative connotations to the word power? You know, has power meant something to you that maybe you're like, I don't want to be powerful because power equals fear or power equals being scary or power equals that you're too much. So just noticing if that applies to you, and if so, where that applies to you. But this is the time of us when we are in our power. So, you know, when I always do, and we're gonna finish today's episode as we always do with an energy clearing. But, you know, I always talk about when we're expanding out. So when we connect, bring the light all the way through our body, and then we expand that out, right? We expand that out all the way out to the entire universe. Part of what I always talk about with that is us returning to being infinite beings in a body and us returning to our power. And so this return to our power, because the truth is we're powerful, but we've learned to contract our bodies. We've learned to make ourselves small. We've learned to shut ourselves down. So just noticing that, you know, noticing that piece, right? Noticing, you know, that piece and where that lives in you, if that lives in you, right? Most of us on some level have some version of not being as big, because we're worried about being too much, but not being as big as we truly are. And so when we are in our power, we are actually in our truth. So part of what the energy that's being called forth right now is for us to own that power. And the Me Too movement that's happening is one way that we can truly and really and fully own our power, stand in our truth, speak our truth. The other thing I want to ask you is to notice, you know, through this Me Too movement, why, obviously it's for a good cause and stuff, but deeper than that, why, you know, why you felt called to participate in it, right? Why did you feel called to come forward and just say the words Me Too? And you might be like, well, obviously, like I felt called because it's something that's important. And obviously that's true. And again, that's that first layer. But just noticing, it was interesting because a lot of people as they came forward, I noticed people, like, especially on social media, you know, commenting or like making remarks of like of sympathy. And that's totally understandable. And that totally makes sense. And it's understandable. And there is an energy, if you're willing to look at it, sometimes where when something bad has happened to us, we want to play the victim. We want to be the victim, right? And this is not about, if something's happened to you, it's not about that you created, like, or that you, how do I say that? It's not about you being in the situation where this is your fault. I'm not saying that. But just noticing, did you come forward to get attention from the space of, oh my God, I want sympathy. I want to be a victim in this. Many times, you know, there's a subconscious benefit to playing the victim, right? Because we get everyone, you know, we get attention from that. So just noticing if that was true for you, right? If in some place in your life, you know, like if in this situation you were like, okay, like I want to be a victim here. Does that play out in other areas of your life? And how being a victim or owning that piece of you, because we all have that piece that lives within us, right? It's on some level, we have all had that space that lives within us. But just noticing if that lives within you and if that's something you were kind of subconsciously seeking as you were posting, just noticing that space and noticing how that really serves you. The other thing, too, again, there's a paradigm out right now, and we see this a lot with everything that's going on with Trump, but there's this paradigm out right now that we like to make ourselves right and make others wrong. And it's always been there, but I think it's even more prevalent with everything that's happening. So, again, there's this paradigm of making ourselves right and making others wrong. And so it was interesting because there's this way of this energy that was being put out around this campaign around, you know, blame, or on the energy of blame. And again, folks, I always work in terms of energies, right? So totally understandable to be upset if something had happened to you, upset with that person, but also making sure that you don't let that one moment in your life define your entire life, and if it does define it, that it doesn't define it in a negative way, right? So there's ways that, you know, when things happen to us, we can attach to those things. When negative things happen to us, right, we can attach to those things And when we attach to those things, we let them take us down, right? And anyone that's ever heard my story and my journey out of my pain, right, and out of the places where I could have attached to for this entire lifetime being a victim and, you know, and the things that have happened to me, know that, yes, those can, if you want to, if you choose to, you can let those take you down and you can let those define you in a negative way for the, you know, for your entire life in this physical body. Or you could allow those to let you rise up, right? To take you higher, to take you farther, to set you free. And personally, I choose the latter, and it's a huge thing that I help my clients with, right? Help them move out of any sort of victim stories, help them move out of, if you know, if you've had any sort of abuse or trauma happen in your life. I'm a prime believer in let those take you higher, right? Let those show you more of yourself and let those help you rise up versus taking you down. And so just noticing, you know, if any of what I just mentioned applies to you, where that applies, and how these stories that maybe are in lower level energies, like around blame, around victim, how they're serving you, right? And maybe they serve you to keep you safe. Like I said, maybe they serve you to get attention. Maybe they serve you to make you feel right and kind of make others feel wrong. But those are all lower level energies. And that's not, to me, the Me Too campaign needs to be about us moving into higher spaces of energy, right? It needs to be us about really us choosing our power, us speaking our truth, and us really, you know, owning all pieces of ourselves and really coming forward from that place, right? From this place of higher energy and us resonating these back into wholeness, resonating these back into love. And it's not to say, like, if something traumatic has happened to you, you are definitely entitled to that victim part of your story. And I would say if you choose to stay there for an entire lifetime, that's where I'm calling you to something more, right? That's where I want to plant the seed to say there's another possibility, there's another option, and it doesn't have to just be where you're like, okay, this person did this to me, and now I'm going to be a victim this entire lifetime. And the other piece of this, which is also important, is in some lifetime, and if I don't, you know, if you're listening and you don't believe in past lives, I would just ask you to just stay open to this idea, right? But in some lifetime, you know, we all play the roles of victim and victimizer. We all play the roles of perpetrator and whatever the opposite of the perpetrator, I guess it would be still victim, would be. So know that at some point, you've also played the role on the opposite end of the coin. And maybe even in this lifetime, subconsciously, you've also played that role, right? And it could be something, obviously, it might not be something that's along the lines of, attack or rape. But at some point, and we all do this just being human, right? At some point, I'm sure you've hurt someone in some way, you know, made them feel bad. So just noticing, I'm not saying that, you know, to blame or anything, but just noticing that piece, right? That lives within all of us. And so none of us are above playing on either end of the coin. And what I came here to do as a being is to help people return to love, is to help people to return to their wholeness, and it's to help people to really own that in every way, right? And resonate any pieces that are on either side of the coin back into the wholeness and the truth of who we are. So those are a few points I wanted to kind of plant around Me Too. The other thing I want to talk about is interesting, right? So I've been traveling a lot, and if you guys are, like, I would love to meet our listeners in person. I'm doing a ton of energy clearing workshops around the country. Like, this weekend I'm in Phoenix. Next weekend I'm in Santa Fe. I'll be back in Chicago and as well as in Baltimore. Those are the next 4 workshops I have planned. So I would love to meet you. I would love to be able to support you further. So I encourage you, you can find all the details on my website at www.deborahacker.com/workshops. Okay. So you can find all the details for the workshops on my website. But these workshops are all about, again, it's helping you to see yourself clearly. It's helping you to move out of, you know, if you've struggled with a pattern or you have grief or divorce or any kind of pain in your life that's been taking you down, right? That's defining you, but defining you in a way that isn't raising you higher, right? Isn't taking you to more. I would love to meet you, and I'd love to be able to support you in these workshops. So one of the things, though, that I noticed through my travels a lot, it's interesting, right, because I stay a lot of Airbnbs, and it's interesting because there's a lot of people that I've stayed with, and they spend a lot of time listening to the news. And I just, like, it's interesting because I think it's really, really important to notice when you're listening to something or you're doing something, and it's obviously it's very important to stay up to date, but you can stay up to date without being completely saturated in something, right? And so one of the things that I notice is, like, a lot of the places where I stay, they have the news on a lot. And noticing how you feel when you sit for an hour or hours, which, like, sometimes I've seen people, like, have the news on all day, right? So noticing how you feel when you sit for that amount of time listening to the news. My senses, and the way what I at least notice them, is I don't feel so good when I'm listening to the news for, you know, huge amounts of time. And it's important that you're managing your energy through everything that's going on, right? So again, it's really, really important to stay up to date. It's really, really important to, you know, to make sure you're aware of what's going on. But you can really, you can do that in literally like a 5-minute time, right? You can literally, like, I've got news updates that come on my phone. I'm like, okay, great, get a news update, and then I move on, right? And so just noticing if you're one of those people that kind of has gotten drawn in to a lot of the drama, a lot of the negative, a lot of, you know, all the things, and you're also noticing the conversation you're having with other people about it, right? Because, you know, many times what'll end up happening is I'll be in conversations and people will be talking about Trump, or we'll be talking about all the crazy stuff that's going on in our world right now. And again, first of all, noticing how that's serving you, right? Does it somehow make you feel good to talk about it? Does it make you feel like you're in control in some way? So just noticing how that's serving you, but also noticing at the end of those conversations, how do you feel, right? Have they made you feel lighter? Do they make you feel heavy? Do you feel worried? Because again, it's so important to be managing our energy, right? It's so important to be noticing and really aware of our energy. And it's like, you know, I know somebody years ago was talking about, like, with your thoughts, right? And feeding yourself junk food, you know, the junk food being, you know, noticing what your thoughts are, right? What kind, if you're feeding yourself all these negative thoughts, you're feeding yourself that junk food, right, internally. And it's the same thing. It's like noticing, okay, like, what am I feeding myself? Like, what, you know, what am I surrounding myself around? If I'm listening to all these reports about Trump, about Harvey Weinstein, about all these things that are occurring, and I'm not feeling good, and especially noticing, does your energy continue to drop as you continue to get more and more saturated within that? Noticing all those pieces and being really diligent about managing that. Even so, like on social media, right? If you've got someone who's really negative on social media and you find your energy is getting depleted by them, or even, like, I've had people where I found myself like in a feeling less than, right? Not feeling in a good energy or comparing myself. I found myself in all those spaces. And so in those situations, I haven't done this in a while, but in those situations, I unfollowed them, right? Or unfriend them if it was appropriate. But most of them were just, I'm like, okay, I'm unfollowing you just because I'm not feeling good being in that energy, right? And so it is so important, again, how you manage your energy, who you let in, who you spend your time with, what you spend your time talking about, what you spend your time thinking about, how you spend your time at all times, and making sure that you're feeling good. The universe will bring you anything that you say yes to, right? So if you continue saying yes to, I like negative stuff, I like to, you know, I like drama, I like to be worried a lot, the universe is like, great, I want to support you with that. And the universe is going to bring more of that in. And you can also make the decision. You can also make the choice to say, okay, wait a minute. I want to say yes to more positive things. And so just noticing, who do you surround yourself with? What do you listen to when you're on social media? What are you paying attention to? And again, I want to reinforce, you can stay up to date in this world without getting completely saturated, completely inundated with negative pieces, negative news. You can totally still stay up to date. And so part of, just to bring up Harvey Weinstein before we go to break here, I want to just touch on, because, you know, obviously there is an energy that's coming forth. And I love that this is being, again, being brought into the light, right? Being brought into, okay, this is no longer acceptable. But the energy that's coming forth with this energy of the powerful male that believes that they can do whatever they want. And while it's many times comes in a male form, I don't want to exclude, like, I'm sure there are females that have shown up from the same energy, right? So we're talking about it from mostly a masculine, from mostly the male perspective, but I'm sure that there are females that have also shown up from that same energy. But just noticing that space, like where that's impacted you in your life, and noticing, like I said, we are being called to more. Right? We're being called to more in our life. We're being called to own our power. And it's very interesting, right? Because part of this practice is using your voice, right? And one of the things that I've gotten really good at over time is actually standing in my truth and speaking my truth. And this is a practice, right? And what it took me doing for the longest time was literally, I would miss the opportunity in actual real time. And so I would have to see that person in front of me, anything I needed to say, right, that was difficult, that was challenging, that made me uncomfortable, I'd have to say that to them. I'd have to see them, you know, I'd close my eyes, I'd imagine them sitting in front of me, and I'd say out loud what I wish I had said in real time. And that's such a great practice, because now I find myself just in my truth most of the time. I mean, I still miss opportunities occasionally, but most of the time I'm in my truth and I'm able to say it in real time. And I'm able to say, no, that's not acceptable. And that's such an amazing practice, even just to say the words out loud. No, that's not acceptable. No, you can't do that. No, you don't get to talk to me that way. No, you don't get to treat me that way. Just saying the words no, especially if you're a female and you came in a female body, being aware of that is so, so, so important. So we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Truth Talk, and I'm your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today we are talking about really the opportunities and really the energies that are present right now in our everyday lives and our everyday challenges. And before we continue the conversation, because I want to talk more about this embodying and embodiment and embodying your no. Before we continue, though, I do want to mention I have an energy clearing video that's out online. And you can just find it on YouTube if you just Google my name, just Deborah Acker, and you do energy clearing. But basically, in this energy clearing, it's of the top patterns that I see in all of my female clients, right? So it's in the most common patterns that I see in all of my female clients. So if you just go to YouTube and just go Deborah Acker and energy clearing, and you can also find it on the workshops page of my website. Again, and which that URL is just www.deborahacker.com/workshops. But check that out because it's the most common patterns I see in my female clients. And so it's an energy clearing for all of that. And it's one of those things that you can listen to it multiple times and you will get more and more clearings. And I've had so many people email me and tell me how much better they feel listening to it. I've had people say that they've gotten clients. I mean, just all kinds of cool things. So I definitely encourage you to check it out. It's something I created for all the workshops that I'm doing so people can have a sense and an idea of the work. And even if you can't make the workshops, or especially if you can't make the workshops, I encourage you to head on over and check it out. So before the break, we were really talking about this embodiment of your no. Right. And I want to talk about, part of it too is, I just created a video. It's going to be going out to my community sometime in the near future, but it's this video all about, really the likely reason, the unexpected reason why you're feeling anxious. No one's probably ever talked to you about. And so this video that I created, and again, if you want to get that video, you can just head to my website and click on, there's the subscribe button to get to, you know, be part of my community to get the, I've got a guide and everything. But in this video, what I'm talking about is the ways that we leave our body, right? And so many times why we're feeling anxious, right? Why we have a hard time saying no when we need to, like all of these reasons, is because many times our full energy isn't in our full body, right? Let me explain what I mean by that. You're like, what? What are you talking about? So say, for instance, one example I always like to talk about is you are, say, you know, you're going out with a guy and you really like him. And, you know, you guys leave each other and you're feeling all that butterfly feeling and you're feeling really excited and you can't stop thinking about him. Many times in those interactions, this is one example of a gazillion, right? But many times in those interactions, part of what happens is we leave some of our energy with that person. And part of what happens when we leave our energy with that other person is we end up feeling anxious. Because, of course, if your full energy, if your full self isn't with you, and your full self is with someone else that you don't have control over, of course you're going to feel anxious. That's a natural reason why you feel anxious. So one of the biggest roots of why we feel anxious in our lives is the places where we leave ourselves. And so I just gave you one example. I want to give you another one. if you've ever been criticized, right, or if you've ever made a mistake in front of a group of people or in any way have been criticized, especially in groups, many times what happens is we join their side and we leave ourselves, right? Because in that moment, you know, you have to have a lot of consciousness, which is really hard to have. And even like I had this happen about a year ago, I had people giving me feedback and it was like, I joined, even though I was like, this is not even true. This is not, I'm not taking this on. I still, part of my energy left my body, right? Because it can be really intense to receive that feedback. It can be really intense when someone's criticizing you. And so much, you know, so much of what we've learned is you leave yourself, right? Like, oh yeah, they must know what they're talking about, right? They must be right. And so it's really, really important in those situations to call back that energy, right? It's really, really important to you can literally do a practice of filling your body up, of filling yourself up with you. And as you do that, you're going to feel more and more calm. You're going to feel more and more centered, and you're going to feel more and more in balance, right? Or in balance. So I just want to encourage, you know, mention that, right? And a huge and amazing practice, you know, I talked a little about this before the break, but an amazing practice that you can do to start to really embody your no is basically bringing your energy into the lower half of your body, which literally just means like it's like see that energy, which many times we spend is in the upper half of our body. See that energy going down into your hips, going down into your legs. And practice saying your no from the energy being in that place, right? That's significantly different than when you're responding to someone and they're asking for something that you don't want, or they're testing or pushing your boundaries in an inappropriate, horrible way. So you can literally instead of responding from like no, you know, or from that higher place, right? You respond, it's like no, like it's a much deeper no, it's a much more grounded no. And it's interesting because I had a friend asking me, she's like, you know, I said no, why, you know, why am I being tested? And one of the things that I mentioned to her, I said, well, yeah, because, you know, even though you said no, it's almost like you didn't mean it, right? It's like your no was a question. And so really, really noticing that space within you, like, when you say no, do you mean it? Are you worried about what someone will think if you're saying no to them? You know, are you worried about, quote unquote, the repercussions of saying no. So just noticing that, you know, that piece and where that lives within you and practicing that, as well as just practicing, okay, how do I speak my truth? All of those are so important. They're so crucial in us really returning and really owning the powerful beings that we are. And, you know, another energy that's prevalent right now that I want to bring up is all around taking responsibility for everything that's occurring in our life. So as hard as it can be, especially when something happens, or especially when you're like, well, that's not my fault, I didn't do anything wrong, right? You know, especially in the situation like of an attack, right? It's not about, okay, this is your fault, but it is about taking responsibility. How did I create this, right? What energy lives in me that created this, right? You know, in a situation like I had mentioned earlier, I've had so many times when people have talked inappropriately to me, have treated me inappropriately, but there was an energy within me of not loving myself, right? There was an energy within me of not having strong boundaries. And of course, I'm not to blame. I'm not at fault. But there is power when you take responsibility for everything that you're occurring in your life. There is powerful power when you recognize that you are a powerful creator on this planet, and you start to say, "Okay, how did I create this?" And again, it's not from the energy of blame, like this is your fault or you dressed inappropriately or you did anything, but it's just recognizing, okay, what energy lives within me that has magnetized someone to show up for me this way? Because every person, whether they know it or not, their higher self knows exactly how to show up for us, right? Their higher self knows exactly what we need in any single moment. And so recognizing that if someone's showing up for you in a certain way, it's because there's an energy that lives within you that's begging to be returned to wholeness, right? That's begging to be called back into wholeness. And once you can see it from that perspective, you move up into a much higher level of energy, right? And again, like I said before, you are entitled, especially if something's traumatic is happening, you're entitled to your victim story, right? But at some point, making the choice to come out of that, right? Making the choice to not to keep telling it, making the choice to make a, you know, to make a new choice, making the choice to say, I am creating everything. I take responsibility for how that happened in my life. You guys know I'm writing a book right now, and I talk about, you know, my experience with my dad leaving when I was 2 and how my mom passing away when I was 17. And I believe I chose all of that, right? And it can be a, you know, that can be a challenging thing to say, oh yeah, I chose this. I chose this. But I truthfully believe that I chose my parents, right? And I chose my dad. And with my mom, I believe that I played a role in co-creating her leaving. So I just ask you to stay open to that idea. And again, this isn't from the energy of blame. This isn't from the energy of like, this is your fault, but it is from the energy of like, if you really came here to be a powerful creator on this planet and you came here to take responsibility for every single thing in your life, recognizing that, looking at that, and being prepared to start to really own that. And it's interesting, right? Because I had this example. So I taught a workshop at Yoga Now in Chicago this past week. It was an amazing workshop. I had so many people that were like, oh my God, that was amazing. And it was interesting because I asked for feedback. I always get like a feedback form at the end of the class, and I ask anyone who feels called to, you know, to fill it out. And it was so interesting because the one thing that someone commented on was there was someone in the class who said, oh, I didn't get, you know, the experience that I wanted. And it was so interesting because sometimes in my classes, and this is shifting, but sometimes in my classes, we don't have time to get to every single person. But in this class, we literally had so much time where it was like, I was like, anyone else have anything else that they want to talk about? Anyone else have anything that, you know, that they need support around? And so I asked that question to our group, and it was interesting because she made this comment about, okay, I didn't get the experience I wanted. I didn't feel like you touched on my issue at all. And my gut, just my intuitive sense, I was like, but you didn't ask me for support, right? The support that I offered several times was not asked for. And so just noticing, because I remember years ago when I first started this journey, and I had a similar version of that, right? Where this retreat that I went on that I had a huge experience with, and it was amazing. But I remember leaving and basically being upset about something I didn't get supported around. And I remember very clearly this person, we were at dinner, and this person saying to me, Deb, did you ask for support around that? And I was like, oh, no. It's like, it's almost like it didn't cross my mind, right, to communicate that. And it's very interesting because today I just actually sent out an email to my community all about the power of being relational. And so many times, and so let me explain what I mean by being relational. So many times we as beings have not been taught. We don't know how to be, and this was a huge challenge for me for a very long time. We don't know how to actually be in relationship with another being. So to take that one level deeper, many times it's all about really sharing our insides, right? Sharing what's truly up for us, sharing what's going on. So instead, again, we have these high level conversations, right? We have these conversations sort of that are surface level, but we don't ever really share, okay, here's what I'm experiencing right now. Here's what's going on for me. Many times because we're not connected to it and we're not connected to ourselves. And then taking one step deeper, you have to actually be connected to it, and then you have to know how to communicate it to, you know, to another being. And so it's one of those things, I bring that up because this is a huge effort, especially with everything that's going on our planet right now and everything with politics and everything. It's very important that we start to learn how to communicate with each other, not from the energy again of I'm right, you're wrong, or a high level conversation. It's like, I've got it all together. from this energy of like, oh, I'm noticing XYZ right now. I'm noticing I'm feeling scared right now. I'm noticing that I'm scared to speak my truth with you. So this energy where we start to connect to ourselves and connect to what's going on, and then we start to speak it out loud. And that's something that's like I support so many people around, because I would say 99, if not 100% of the people that I've ever worked with don't have that skill set. And it makes sense, because for years, I mean, when we were growing up, and no matter what era you grew up in, we just weren't taught how to do that, right? We weren't taught to actually, oh, wait, I got to be in relationship with another being. So there's a strong transactional approach that ends up happening, where we're, you know, sort of out to get something in a relationship versus actually being like, oh, I'm seeking connection, right? So it's a completely different thing when you're like, okay, like this person's, I'm going to make money from this person, or I'm going to get an answer from this person, or, you know, this person's going to solve my problems, or, you know, there's a gazillion versions of that, right? But it's completely different dynamic, that versus I'm genuinely building relationship with this person. I'm genuinely building connection with this person, and I want to share what's really going on for me with this person. And this makes sense too, right? Because, you know, of the way we've been conditioned how we share our truth, that it's not safe to share our truth, right? That we have to be in that defensive mode, that we're kind of always expecting, you know, some version of attack or some version of shame or some, you know, all the different ways that would play out where, you know, we sort of stay in that defended mode and we don't let someone truly see all parts of ourselves. And I keep putting this out there because I've seen it. It's starting to happen and it's just becoming more and more and more, which is awesome and very exciting, but it's starting to shift. And I want to invite you to be part of that shift, right? It's starting to be where people are willing to be more vulnerable. They're more willing to share not just the highlight reel or the good parts, but they're more willing to share all parts of themselves, even in the marketing, right? No longer marketing from this high level of like, oh, you could have my life or you could have all the riches and XYZ. And people are starting to market from, I struggled. And to me, you know, I mean, that's what I crave more than anything. And I, like I said, I think, you know, our pain and our patterns, like that to me is the most real place of a person, right? Because that's the place where we don't have that defense up, right? When you're willing to share that, those spaces, like, I don't know what I'm doing right now, or I'm scared, or this happened to me, you know, whatever trauma, whatever abuse happened to you, and you're willing to actually share that space, I mean, that's powerful. It's ridiculously powerful. So just like we always do, I want to finish, you know, today's conversation with an energy clearing. And really just to, you know, just to remind you, and actually before we do the energy clearing, so just to reiterate, I would love to have you as part of my community. You know, again, I'd like to send out everything I do is about helping people to raise their consciousness, right? Raise their vibration, clear out the things that are holding them back from the life they truly want. So I'd love to have you as part of my community. And again, you can head over to my website at www.deborahacker.com. Check out the free energy clearing video. And if you're struggling in your life, right, if you've got a story that you keep telling yourself or some sort of pattern, some sort of pain, trauma, abuse that literally is defining you, it's taking you down, it's stopping you from having everything that you truly want and you're truly desiring and you truly deserve in this lifetime, I am here to support you. As part of that too, like if you've been in unsuccessful therapy for years. I have tons of testimonials on my website around the impact of the work that I do. So if you've spent years in unsuccessful therapy and you're not getting results and you're actually sick of not getting results, right? You're not just like, okay, well, I'm just going to continue to be going to therapy in hopes that something changes. If you're sick of telling that same story over and over and not seeing anything changing, I would so love to support you. So with that, and you can just reach out to me at just deb@deborahacker.com. And so with that, with the energy clearing, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And again, if you're driving or you're operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes. But for everybody else, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And again, we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body. And as I always say, the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest and most powerful way for us to shift, transform, and change. So we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body, and then I'm going to have you expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And then I might say something like, everywhere that you're, you know, in victim mode, playing the victim, you want to just see that coming out of your body, and I'll give you a positive alternative to breathe in, like truth, like light, like love. If there's another positive alternative that comes in, definitely feel free to breathe that in as well. And I love it because I can already feel some of our listeners connecting to the light, so that's awesome. So with that, just closing your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath. Just exhaling out. And again, just taking a nice deep breath. And just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. We naturally do this when we pray, so just see, sense, or feel that light. And just slowly bringing this liquid light down into your forehead, down past your eyes. Bringing that liquid light down into your nose and your ears. Good. Moving that liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat. And just seeing this liquid golden light coming across your shoulders and into your heart. Good. Moving that liquid light down into your solar plexus and down into your stomach and hips. And moving that liquid light down your legs and out through your feet. And just bringing that light back up through your feet, up through your legs, good. Up through your torso, good. And up through your face, great. And then just one more time, just moving that liquid light down your entire face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet, and just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love, good. And just bringing that liquid light back up through your feet, good, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just expanding that light from above and below, expanding that from your heart, and see that light covering the entire room. So just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And expanding that light out into the entire building or home you're in, wherever you are. Super, super, super big. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out into the entire city you're in. Just super, super, super big. And just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And expanding out into the entire state or country you're in. Again, wherever you are located. Just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And expanding out into the entire continent, across the entire continent, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing. Just expanding out past all the countries and continents, past the entire world. Again, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out past the entire universe, past all the planets, good, past all the galaxies, past all the stars, just super, super, super big, just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing. And just everywhere that you're playing the victim, everywhere you're in victim mode, everywhere in some way that victim mode serves you, and everywhere that being a victim serves you, just exhaling that out of your body, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. Breathing in truth, good. Breathing in light, breathing in love. And feeling that, especially going into your solar plexus, which is right underneath your chest, just bringing a lot of light there. And just everywhere you're not focused on what's working, everywhere you're focused on what's not working, Everywhere you're focused on the negative, everywhere you're not focused on the positive, all versions of that, just exhaling that out. And again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in positivity, and breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in positivity, and breathing in love. And just everywhere you're leaving yourself, everywhere you're accepting less than you desire and you deserve, everywhere not in your body, everywhere you've given up on yourself in some way, all versions of that, just exhaling that out. And again, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in you. And just breathing in truth, breathing in light good, breathing in love, and breathing in you. And just slowly bringing your energy back into your body and taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or would like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide, which is chocked full of 12 months of tools that you can implement in your life to live and be in more truth. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks. For our next show. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.